The other issue is efficacy, and you know, it's kind of hard for us on the outside as we're hearing these things, or at least for me, to sort of distill it down. But it kind of sounds like maybe the efficacy, the enthusiasm about it, maybe has diminished a little bit. Am I kind of reading that right?
I think it's a question of expectations, to be honest. You know, I think when you think about CAR T cells, you're thinking about a curative platform. And we are comparing it to what you see with leukemia and sometimes with the lymphomas as well. And I do think biology plays a big part here. We're treating a very different disease. You know, up until even today, we talk about using continuous therapy for myeloma. We talk about using maintenance treatment for myeloma. And the fact that we've shown that CAR T cells actually works, that you get MRD negative disease, which lasts for close to a year in a patient population which did not have a lot of options, really tells me that you have a very active modality of treatment. And it is the beginning of us trying to understand where to place this treatment. You cannot expect to cure people end-stage myeloma. So can we think about moving it forward, given that we've shown that toxicity does not seem to be such a big issue? And are there other things that we can think about doing to try and make sure that these CAR T cells persist and continue to grow and continue to remain active in patients? So these are all areas of research, and we are, you know, already accruing to phase 2 and phase 3 trials. Phase 2, for example, we are focusing on a high-risk patient population. So high-risk, by definition, anybody who relapses within 18 months of their initial treatment would be considered high-risk with the high-risk features, so that we're trying to offer this modality of treatment early on in disease state and seeing whether or not it makes a difference. And obviously, from a lab standpoint, we're looking at a whole bunch of things. End-stage myeloma, you're not going to have the fittest T cells. And if your T cells are not fit, we do understand that your response to a T cell-directed therapy is just going to be that much lower. So does fitness of the T cell matter? Does timing of the T cell platform matter? And my sense is that the answer to all of this is going to be yes. And it is for us to try and understand where to best use these modalities.
Anything that we haven't talked about today that you want to bring up that maybe we brought up in the seminar, or just things that you bring up when you talk to general medical oncologists?
You know, I think the good news is there's a lot and lot of options for multiple myeloma. And I do think every year we tend to do better. And that is reflected by the fact that patients are surviving that much longer. Given that we have trials in every sort of disease state, my recommendation to most community oncologists is, you know, try and partner with somebody at an academic site. Try and work with that so that your patients have access and option to clinical trials, as well as you have the option to expertise, because things are evolving so, so rapidly, and it's almost impossible keeping up with the data set. And to me, I think the most important thing is making sure that our patients have the knowledge and have the access to some of these new, incredibly active drugs. And as long as we can get them to them early. So, you know, for example, CAR T cells, don't wait for them to have their 9th relapse and then send them to you for CAR T cells. Send them to us early, because you know that wait lists are long, and the sooner we get them into the system, the chances of them having access to these options are that much higher.
Subsequent to my interview with Dr. Raji on June 27th, the FDA approved daratumumab in combination with lenalidomide and dexamethasone for patients with newly diagnosed myeloma who are ineligible for stem cell transplant. This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special follow-up interview program to a satellite CME symposium held during the annual ASCO meeting.